every Sunday at 9, sharing her real estate knowledge, tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Allison and her guest experts. And now, her class is always half full. Here's Allison Norman.
Good morning. Good morning. It's Allison Norman here. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. on Sonoma County's FM News Talk. It's 103.5 FM, 94.5 FM, 1350 AM. Always streaming live on KSRO.com. And then podcast is a great way if you miss the show or you come in late or you want to hear it again, you can go to KSRO.com and pull up shows and then look for Ask the Expert. And there's a little drop-down menu and you'll find me, Allison Norman. Real estate, and that is me talking about real estate here on the Real Estate Hour, carrying on the legacy of Mike Kelly of his, close to 30 years here on the radio with the Real Estate Hour. So we're carrying on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour in his honor and continuing with great information, not just about real estate. And, you know, it's never been just about real estate on here on the Real Estate Hour. Really community, things going on in the community, things that affect homeowners and property owners. And, and it all kind of goes together. Community, a strong community makes for a strong real estate market. So it all kind of goes together. So we're going to talk a little bit about real estate this morning. And then we're going to get into, I've got calling in today is Sam Lazarich of he's a battalion chief for Cal Fire. And we've been, the last couple of years, because we had so much going on with the, you know, a recovery and we were more focused on that. But over the years, we have had somebody call in from Cal Fire about this time as we're heading into summer and people get out and have campfires and, you know, weeds are growing like crazy because we had all the rain. And we have somebody from Cal Fire come in and talk about defensible space. And so if you haven't heard the conversation before and you do own a rural property in the county of Sonoma, it's good to know, really anywhere in California, because we are a wildfire county. But defensible space is a really important part of keeping your home safe and preventing the spread of wildfire. So we're going to have a conversation about that and just what you need to do. And actually, Sonoma County just started their rural inspections to make sure that you're complying with defensible space. And there's a whole process for that. We'll talk about that and other ways to keep yourself safe from wildfire this fire season that we're heading into, unfortunately. So this is, you know, California, and we have wildfires, and so let's all get together and do what we need to do to prevent them. So that'll be an interesting conversation coming up at 9:15 after the first break. In the meantime, I want to tell you a little bit about the. We are now in June. Happy June! It's how is it already June?
It sort of snuck up on everybody.
I know. It's like, oh my gosh, it's already June. It's almost summer. And school. Everybody's graduating. I'm seeing all the. My kids are, well out of, past graduation. But I remember that well. And it's an interesting feeling. It's like, oh my gosh, it's been such a long time, but that went by so fast, So congratulations to all those.
Called life.
I know, it's a life. Life does that to you. But congratulations to all of you who graduated and parents who made it through. And yay, no more, kicking your kid out of bed at 7 o'clock in the morning to get to school and homework and all that. Now they're on their own. So, I know, right? We hope. So congratulations to you all. Warriors are playing tonight. Is it tonight?
Yes. Yeah. Pre-game 4:30. Panic everywhere around since they lost game one.
No, so. Come on, you guys. Is it here or in Toronto?
No, it's still in Toronto. Still one Toronto. More game in Toronto, and then they come home for two.
Okay.
Toronto had the best record, so they got the home court advantage.
Ah, got it. So they seem to be playing pretty good.
They're a good team.
Yeah, they're
And the Warriors
They need to step up, I think they'll be ready,
but we'll see.
Maybe they were caught off guard. Well, anyway, okay. So if you can't tell, I have a cold. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. So I'm hoping that I'm not going to start coughing halfway through.
Thanks for the warning.
I know. Get ready for the panic button or the mute button. Anyway, so I wanted to talk a little bit at rates. You know, there isn't really a lot to talk about. Rates are still really low. It's a good time to take advantage of it. Get out there and buy a house. And, you know, rates are still under 4%. So, you know, and again, it depends on what your credit score is, how much money you're putting down, what your exact situation is. And you can't just call up a lender and say, what's your interest rate going to be in it? Because it really depends on what exactly your situation is. But they're really, you know, they're going to be around 4%. So unless you're high risk, then, you know, they might be some additional points that make you up a little higher in your interest rate. But still, gosh, crazy good money. Leverage it. There's a whole train of thought about, you know, do you pay cash if you have it for a home, or do you leverage it, you know, less than 4% interest? You know, it really makes sense to kind of, you know, to get in there and you know, to getting an offer accepted, if it's a competitive situation, cash is definitely going to be a better way to go. But if you can finance that, you know, that interest rate, that cost for that money is so low that it really almost makes sense, or does make sense in some situations, to do it that way. And then you're saving that extra cash. You can do other things. You can buy investments. There's other things you can do rather than lump, you know, putting a whole chunk of all your cash into a purchase. So just something to think about, and always talk to, you know, you talk to a financial advisor, talk to your lender, and kind of see what that looks like as far as long term, how much you're going to be paying on that loan. But it's really, the cost of money right now is so low, it makes sense. And there are actually a lot of, you know, we're in the thick of the buying season, and there, you know, people especially wait until right after school gets out, and then they're all, okay, let's move. And so, you know, that's what's happening. So we have been seeing more homes come on the market, and I'm opening my notes here. So right now we currently have active 1,028 active single family homes on the market. Condos, there's 103. Multi-units, 2 to 4, there's 28. And then 5 and up multi-units, there are 7. And you know, that when you get up into that higher, sometimes that actually becomes more of a commercial listing, and they would show up in a different, not in our MLS all the time. So that might be a little higher. There's a website called LoopNet that advertises a lot of the commercial stuff. So when you get up there to 5 and up, it's kind of a different animal. But anybody looking to do it at an exchange into some big multi-unit apartment building, there aren't a lot. So it's definitely a whole different animal. But there are 7 in our MLS today. Mobile homes, there are 97. Residential lots, which we've been kind of paying attention to, there are 380. So, you know, and I think I had the lots. There were 378 lots last time when I looked, which was last week. I think we talked about it. So, you know, they're right about the same. But as far as sales for May, here we are in June. So, you know, there's a chance that there could be, you know, a few that are not reported yet. But as far as what's reported to the MLS sales for May, there are 429 single family homes sold in May, and in April there was 358, so we're up a little bit. Condos, 71 sold in May, and then lots, residential lots, 51 of those sold today. And then before we take a break, and then we're going to go to Sam, I just want to mention real quick, Governor Newsom extended the countywide anti-gouging ordinance, which was set to expire on May 31st. There were two, PC 396 and AB 1919. They were going to expire May 31st, and he waited till the midnight hour or 11 o'clock hour and said, okay, let's extend it. So now it's extended out 12/31/19, so the end of this year. So, you know, pay attention to that. You know, you need to be careful in raising any rents. You are there, that ordinance is still in place, and that has to do with the fire and the state of emergency that our county is in. So thank you, Governor Newsom, for extending that for our protection For the rest of the year. So anyway, we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Battalion Chief at CAL FIRE, Sam Lazard, and I think he's on the phone. So when we come back, we'll dive into defensible space and what exactly that is and what you need to know if you're a rural property owner or know somebody that is. I'm Allison Norman. We'll be right back after these messages.
Keep on top of what's happening on Wall Street and why. Mornings at 12 and 42 past the hour with financial editor Steve Reuter. All day long at 31 past with CNBC. From FM News Talk Radio 103.5 and 94.5, KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Larkfield, here's FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. Good morning. Happy June. It's June, June 2nd. It's already one day in. So happy June, beginning of the summer season. School's out. I think most schools are out, yeah, and graduation and all that. You know, and along with that comes, you know, camping and campfires and, you know, and that keeps CAL FIRE busy enough. But also we have this whole, you know, we have a lot of rural properties. I was looking at an article and it was a huge amount. Let's see if I can find that. But anyway, we have Sam Lazarich. I'm sorry, Les, I can't even talk. Sam, I'm sorry, I butchered your name. I have a cold today, so that's my excuse. I'm having a hard time talking. Sam Lazarich. I know, I stumbled over the whole thing. So anyway, you're a battalion chief at CAL FIRE, correct?
Yes.
And thank you so much for calling in. It's always good. I think it's really important, especially this time of year. I don't know if it is there like an official date that the fire season kicks off for you guys, or is it kind of a year round thing?
Right now, it's kind of year round in a sense, but with all these rains, it's definitely slowed us down a little bit. We haven't declared fire season yet because of all the rains, but soon that should be coming. I would say near the July markish.
Okay.
Probably.
It depends every year. It's not like a set date. It's like what, based on the conditions.
Yeah, basically based on the conditions and what the weather's doing.
Yeah. Well, at least we're not so dry and drought riddled. But I think with all the rain, then you get a lot of, you know, a lot of vegetation growth.
Yeah, that's kind of a misconception. A lot of people talk about, oh, we had a lot of rains, might not have a bad fire season, but it just made a lot more grass and just fed all the vegetation. So there's still a heavy chance of a big fire season as well this year, too.
Yeah, that's scary. So, well, thank you for all that you do. And so we're talking today, I wanted to talk to you about defensible spacing. And can you kind of explain what that is and who, you know, who needs to know about it and
under our public resource code 4291, we created our defensible space inspections, and what that entails is for residents out in the rural areas, especially butted up to higher vegetation spots and high fire hazard severity zones, we like to make sure and ensure that the residents have defensible space for their protection against wildland fires and for ours as well. So it's kind of works on both ends. It helps us help them when a fire goes through their area. And with that, the LE 100 inspections, we hire inspectors usually around January 1st, and we send them out, and they start doing inspections on areas, and we try to cover all the areas of the county that fall under our jurisdiction. So if you're within the city limits or a local fire protection district, they will take care of your inspections, but out in the state responsibility areas, that's the areas that we take care of. And with that comes, the counties and the cities can do defensible space inspections, and we try not to overlap with them because some of our properties are pretty close, the boundary line, so we try not to overlap. And defensible space kind of includes just clearing the vegetation around your house. We call it as the 100-foot defensible space, or the first 30 feet. We try to clear away from the structure, any flammable materials, wood piles, anything that can easily catch fire and burn the home. And so that's from the structure to the 30-foot mark. And past that, the 30-foot, either to your property line or to the 100-foot mark, we try to get a fuels-reduced zone, and that's where we like to thin out trees, bushes, ensure that all the lawns are mowed, and kind of keep the vegetation down to a minimum. And closer to the structure, I forgot to mention that we like to see that your roofs are clear of debris, your gutters are clean. We kind of check those type of things on the inspections.
Yeah, didn't a lot of the fires... when the fire spread so quickly in the Tubbs fire had to do with embers landing on the roof. And, I don't know if that could have been prevented or not. I know that was a kind of a unusual circumstance. But gutters, all the redwood needles and all that, you want to get all that cleared out, right? That's
yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And, some people wonder what to do with that. We also have the burn permit program where, during the right season, you guys can clear all that stuff and burn it or throw it away at the waste management places. So we don't like to see that you pile it all up in a big spot as well. So, getting rid of it is very important as well. So,
okay.
You can always call the local fire department with that and ask us for our suggestions with that.
Okay. And call up Cal Fire for that?
Your local fire protection, whichever area you fall within, you can call them up.
And there's certain like weather conditions that allow some burning on some days. I mean, as far as burning, yes. When you're gathering debris up.
Yes, so Cal Fire will put a burn ban during fire season when we declare fire season, and so there will be no burning. But, when it's not fire season, you just come by and get a burn permit from us. We'll give you all the other stipulations and regulations. And as long as you insure the burn day with air quality control, which we provide you that phone number, you're more than welcome to burn.
Okay. Yeah. And then people always get a little, you probably get a lot of calls or the local fire departments, there's a fire somewhere. And then I would imagine you have that on record. Then you go, oh, no, that's a burn that we approved.
Yes, so, definitely. Yeah.
Good. Yeah. So that's good because, especially now after the, we're very hypersensitive to any, you smell smoke anywhere. So it's good to know. I have a friend that lives in South Carolina, and she gathers Christmas trees every year. She has all her neighbors, and they have this big bonfire, and I'm like, there's no way we can't do that here. It's a whole different thing that we really do have to be aware of. So defensible space. So you pretty much explain that as 30 feet out, clearing any vegetation, and then the 30 foot to 100 or your property line, is that like thinning out trees or like weeds at the at the bottom of the trees? What does that look like?
Yeah, that's basically like a fuels reduction, and we like to say try and make it, depending on the type of environment that you live in, whether it's a wooded area or just open grass. If it's open grass, we definitely want you to mow that all the way down to the ground. But if you're in a wooded area, just kind of make it like a park-like setting, the trees are limbed up about 6 feet. A lot of branches will grow all the way to the ground on the trunk of the tree. We like to see those limbed up about 6 feet high-ish, and then we don't like to see a wall of brush because that's a high fire hazard. And out in those vicinities with your wood piles, we like to see them tarped with clearance around them as well, and your propane tanks as well. That's something I didn't mention. Usually those are out in that range as well from the property, and
we like
to see clearance around your propane tanks as well. So that way if a fire comes through, it lessens the chance of damaging that propane tank.
Okay. Yeah, that's important. That I think we had a lot of propane tanks exploding during the Tubbs fire and the other fires. So there was an article in the Press Democrat, and we won't go into it too in depth, but it looks like fire safety inspections have started, and you guys are out 3,500 rural Sonoma County properties out there doing inspections, and from what I understand is you go by the first time, and this is kind of unusual, where it used to be more. If I'm understanding it right, it used to be more if somebody complained about a neighbor's property, there's weeds and stuff, then you would go out. But this looks like it's more of a organized effort, and there was some funds that came in from, I think, the county to allow you to get out there and do actual inspections and require. So can you speak to that at all? I know.
With the complaints, we definitely will come out there if someone's wants someone to come inspect their property, or if you're having issues with a neighbor, we can come out and we'll inspect the whole entire area at that point to make sure that everyone's in compliance in that area. But we're trying to be more proactive. We've got funding for hiring defensible space inspectors, so that's one of our big goals, is to get out there and educate the public and try to make our areas more fire safe for the residents of all Sonoma County and all throughout California.
Yeah.
We do come by and we do an inspection once, and then if it's not the standard, we'll come out and do we'll set a time frame depending on how much work needs to be done. We can set a time frame, usually around 30 days, to come back out and reinspect and just ensure that the property owner is educated and we're seeing progress and things are getting taken care of.
Okay, and then at that point, if somebody just isn't complying at all, I think there's a process to go through where there's a kind of an abatement or something, now you're doing the work and you're going to turn around and have to charge them for that, and nobody wants to get into that.
Yeah, so for us, at our level, at the station's level, we don't really deal with so much of that enforcement passed if someone's not compliant, so we just refer that to our fire prevention officers, and they kind of handle it from there and take the lead on that.
Okay, yeah, well, that's good, and hopefully people are. I would hope that people are taking it more seriously now that we've been through what we have, or they've seen what's happened in other areas, and like I said, we've always wanted to get somebody on here every year from CAL FIRE, and thank you for doing that, to just really educate people about that. But I think now it's even more important. Well, I think it was important then anyway, but now people are taking it more serious. So
yeah.
I'm glad to see that. We do see a lot of it. And I know CAL FIRE just covers rural, like, county areas that are not covered by the fire department, like the city,
correct,
municipality.
Yeah.
And that's a whole other thing. I know we get a lot of complaints. I know on like the neighborhood apps where there's weeds everywhere, the city's not clearing the weeds, but this is a completely different thing. So, glad to see what you're doing. We're going to take, I think we're going to go to news in a minute. If you'll hang on the line, I want to just come back and cover, I think you called it home hardening, and we'll find out what exactly, did I say that right? Home hardening?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to find out what that is, and that has to do with keeping your home safe during a fire. Are we ready to go to break, Joe?
We got about 40 seconds.
Oh, I got to drag it out. We got 40 seconds. So.
Well, I can mention one other thing,
okay,
about the inspection, since we're going to switch. Currently, CAL FIRE's got up to over 500 inspections done already this year, and we're looking to hit the 600 mark pretty soon. So the guys are plugging along and getting out there and getting the inspections done, which is really great.
That's awesome. I'm glad to see that happening and keeping us all safe and showing us how to do it and all of that. So hang on the line. This is Sam Lazarich, Battalion Chief at CAL FIRE, and we're talking defensible space. We're going to come back and talk about home hardening, fire safety. This is Allison Norman. You're listening to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
G Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
President Trump will pressure Mexico to crack down on illegal immigration through gradual increases in tariffs, says acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
He's absolutely deadly serious. In fact, I fully expect these tariffs to go on to at least the 5% level on June 10th. The president is deadly serious about fixing the situation at the southern border.
Mulvaney on Fox News Sunday says U.S. and Mexican officials will meet this week about what Mexico should do. Police in Virginia Beach investigating the motive behind Friday's deadly shooting rampage says the gunman killed by cops was not being fired, but in fact had given notice of his retirement. Dave Hansen, the Virginia Beach city manager.
Did he give any reason why he was resigning? Did he write a letter of resignation?
We are determining where that letter is.
Despite special counsel Robert Mueller saying he hoped his statement last week would be his final public word on the Russia investigation, Congressman Adam Schiff, Democratic chair of the Intelligence Committee, still wants Mueller to testify. Chuck Sievertson, ABC.
KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams fits the bill.
Need to move mom and dad? Need to sell the house to pay for their care? With extensive experience in senior relocation, estate liquidation, trust, and probate, I can help ease the strain of relocating an aging parent or settling an estate after the loss of a loved one. I'm connected with senior move managers and realtors locally and across the country for a smooth transition when relocating to a care facility or out of the area.
Allison is involved in giving back in our community too.
I've adopted a care, serve, give business practice, allowing me to give back to the communities I serve and the causes most important to my clients. Through Care, Serve, Give, I donate a charity you select at the close of every escrow.
Call Allison at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Temps warming up as we start a new week. Today it's 72, 60 on the coast with partly cloudy skies. Mostly cloudy tonight, though, low 53, 51 on the shores. Few clouds still for Monday at 79, 63 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, sunny at 85, 67 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour here with Allison Norman. And we are talking with Sam Lazarich, Battalion Chief at CAL FIRE, and all about defensible space. And then we're going to go kind of discuss a little bit more about home hardening and fire safety. But good morning, Sam. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
And welcome back after the break. So here we are again. So let's just kind of go over a little bit and finish up on defensible space. We, you know, basically it's 100 feet. Just briefly again, real quick, what it is, and then you had a great website you want to recommend for people to get more information.
Yeah, so defensible space, you can either request us to come out there, or you'll see us routinely go out there, and we'll do our 100-foot defensible space or up to your property line, whichever one's closer. First 30 feet is just removing all flammable vegetation from the house, wood piles, et cetera, making sure that your roof is clean, your gutters are clean, you have proper screens in your eaves and soffits, and just items like that. And then goes the next 70 feet to 100 feet where you just want to reduce the fuels, kind of make it like a park-like setting, making sure all the grass is mowed, trees are limbed up, and you know, if you have any bushes out there, you don't have a big wall of bushes, try and thin those out as well. So that's pretty much it. We call that our LE-100 inspection program by our defensible space.
And so you'll go out and if somebody wants to know if they did it right, can somebody give you a call and say, hey, can you come check and see if we're compliant?
Yes, definitely. And our biggest goal with this program is just educating the public and so everyone can be fire safe. And when everyone makes their house more fire safe, it helps the firemen out as well to protect their homes and for us to make it in and out of their residence safely, or more safe, I should say, so during a wildland fire.
Right, right. Okay, and so what's the website that somebody could go to get some more information?
Yes, so we have a website, and it's readyforwildfire.org.
Okay.
And I'll say it again, www.readyforwildfire.org. And that's a website you can go to, and it's for a lot of the local residents where you can check out our defensible space inspection guidelines. Before we even come out, you can kind of look at pictures, tutorial videos. It also goes over evacuation checklists, so if there is a fire in your area, we provide evacuation checklists to help prepare people for the unexpected. Along with mowing safety, we didn't touch too much on that, but once fire season hits and it's really hot and dry and people are out there doing their due diligence of cutting the grass and everything, when you're using motorized equipment, we got to ensure that they have the right proper spark arresters on there so we don't throw sparks into the dry grass and create a fire.
That's a good point.
But also, we have a restriction where we like to see everyone mow before 10 a.m. in the morning. That helps with your mowing and weed eating and stuff with the higher humidities to lessen the chance of creating a fire.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good point. That yeah, while you're making your defensible space, you could actually cause a fire if you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
With that I hadn't even thought
of
that. Yeah. So, and the Cal Fire website itself, I think you can get to that website you just mentioned through the Cal Fire also, which is fire.ca.gov. And there's a lot of good information just about Cal Fire in general and a lot of different things you're doing. I saw something. Not really a question, but just a statement. I saw something that Governor Newsom issued an emergency proclamation directing Cal Fire to immediately implement high priority fuel reduction projects, which was interesting. But it looked like it didn't really affect Sonoma County. But it's good to see at least that, you know, they're saying, okay, go out and do what needs to be done, and we'll remove some of the hurdles to that. So that's good to see. Let's talk about home hardening. You mentioned it, and I said, what's that? So let's find out. What exactly is that? I'm assuming it has something to do with fire safety.
Yes. It's about making your house more fire resistant for the chances when a fire does come through. And to start off is we have this information online as well, so you can go online and check out this information if you forget or want to learn more about it. But it's basically taking the construction materials that you have at your house, either with landscape or the actual structure itself, and making it more fire safe. So learning about that, you know, bark around your house is not as right up to your house is not as fire safe as if you had landscape rock, because rock doesn't burn. Mm. Bark will burn and hold embers in it. And then goes up to your siding of your house. Just picking different materials when building your house or having to remodel your home, and picking like a Hardy Backer board, or not so much in Sonoma County with stucco, but some areas pick stucco for fire safety as well.
Okay.
Along with types of windows, making sure you have dual pane windows, proper screens in the eaves and vents, making sure there's no cracks and crevices for fire embers to get in. Along with roof-type construction, you know, the old-school way was old wood shingles, which mm-hmm. that's definitely out of compliance nowadays. So, you know, even going from composite to a tile, a cement, or even a metal roof is creating more of a fire-safe home. And this will just lessen the chances of your house catching fire with embers that are flying through the air, because embers are one of the biggest reasons, as you spoke earlier, of why homes catch fire during these tragedy fires.
Yeah, it's, and you can see as you're, like, even, you know, driving through, you know, Fountain Grove and Coffee Park, really especially noticeable through Coffee Park. I drive through there a lot, but there's, you know, the huge burn areas, and then houses are fine, and then there's this other little pocket of burn areas, and it's and even just the fire getting across the freeway, you know, it's the embers there. The wind was blowing and the embers were flying everywhere. So the roof, I mean, and I found, even I live about a mile from Coffee Park, and I, you know, found little embers everywhere. And I talked to other people that found, my daughter's in Coffee Park, but didn't burn. She was at the area that didn't burn. But they found embers in her attic space when they did the clean, you know, they did the whole HEPA filter clean out. But yeah, so, and you know, I have a past client who called me, she has an old shake roof, and her insurance just skyrocketed, and she's going, what do I do? So yeah, get a new roof, I guess, you know, so, and that's important. So that's part of hardening.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah.
Home hardening, yeah, and that's you can talk to your local county building department and the local contractors, they all know about home hardening and stuff. You can also contact us. We have brochures on it. And that's just a huge recommendation that we have for the community. It's with the big tragedy fires that we've had, we're trying everything that we can to lessen the chance of people having loss with their properties and that type of stuff. So
yeah. Is there anything that you, do you provide any kind of service where you go out and look at somebody's house as far as that home hardening, or is that more really just talk to a contractor or building department?
As of right now, that's more of the contractor end on that aspect. We're more of the defensible space, and so that's kind of where we lie. But we do have brochures that talk about that to help generate the conversations with contractors or your local building department and see what's in compliance and what isn't. So, because every area has its own jurisdictional ordinances and compliances that they've got to adhere to. So that's why we kind of stick away from that.
Okay. Yeah. And then we, I had mentioned briefly, I think when we were on the break about, you know, if somebody needed some help with, you know, the defensible space, didn't have the funds to get out there and hire a guy to come mow their lawn or whatever. And there, it's all state and county specific. And so somebody could probably go to their county, maybe to Sonoma County, the PRMD or something, or even just county website and see if there's some help to get. But it sounds like you guys are I don't know about lenient, but you're willing to work with somebody to give them time,
yeah.
Not to do it for them, but to give them time from the time that you do the inspection, that you guys are out doing inspections, you say, okay, you need to do all these things. And then you'll give them a certain amount of time based on the amount of work or their situation before you bring the hammer down and say, okay, you need to get this done. Is that?
Yeah. Like I said, our goal is for education and overall just get the LE-100 defensible space clearance around the home just completed, and we're just there to help and assist. And if there's any way that we can offer assistance in any way, either with suggestions or whatever, we want the public to ask us those questions, because it's just about us working together with them and making our community safe.
Right. Okay. Yeah. And that's all good. So I think we have such a I forget what the number is. There's a huge number of rural properties. We're a very rural county. So you guys do you go all the way out to the coast and the whole county you cover, or do you cover several counties?
So in my unit, Sonoma Lake Napo, we're split up in divisions, and so I'm in Sonoma Division. That's the West Division, and we have 4 battalion chiefs that cover the local areas. My specific area is the Santa Rosa area, geographically for the state response area. And so I'm kind of the middle of Sonoma, and I cover from there, from Santa Rosa all the way to the coast, out to Bodega.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've got a pretty big geographical area. And then my partners do as well. Just above me is the Healdsburg-Cloverdale battalion chief, and then we have the Sea Ranch battalion chief, and then the Petaluma battalion chief in our area as well.
Okay, yeah, it's a big area, and then I would imagine that the properties that aren't, that are maybe owned by the county or those are handled differently. The county is responsible for that. Or are you out inspecting those too? Or are you just doing residential properties?
We're doing the residential ones, and we work jointly with the county, and we're trying all efforts not to duplicate. So we talk with them, and if we do duplicate you, we apologize. Just let us know, and we will make sure that just one of us, or one of the jurisdictional departments, is giving you the inspection. So, yeah,
okay.
We work jointly with
good.
Everyone around us.
Yeah, well, that's good. It kind of has to happen that way. Okay, so we're going to we'll wrap it up. Give me that, give everybody that email address. I mean, not email, I'm sorry, the website that you mentioned.
Yes. It's www.readyforwildfire.org.
Okay. I couldn't even remember. I'm going to write it down now. I'll put it on our Facebook page, and so people can reference that. And then again, the fire.ca.gov, it's a great website for just all of Cal Fire in general. And I think there's probably a phone number there. That somebody could call if they had questions. So go to that website, fire.ca.gov, and then also the readyforwildfire.com or .gov?
Well, thank you for allowing me to come on and talk about defensible space with you guys.
I really appreciate you coming on. I think it's important information and really, you know, good stuff. And I understand they had sent out letters. I forgot to mention that. They sent out letters to everybody. So if you're affected and you're going to have an inspection, you probably got a letter, I think.
Yes, and that was the county who sent those out. So they will be, and there should be a time frame on there when they'll be doing the inspections as well. So kind of
good.
Gives them a heads up.
All right, awesome. Well, Sam Lazarich, Battalion Chief CAL FIRE, really appreciate you calling in, and it's really good information. And hopefully we can all stay fire safe and we don't have a horrible fire season. You know, we want you to be busy, but not busy putting out fires. So,
yes, definitely. And thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for all you do, and have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, this is Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour, and we're going to take a little break, and we'll come back and finish up talking about real estate here on the Real Estate Hour. I'm Allison Norman, Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Be right back.
Longtime Drive Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Garofoli.
Even though she's won the statewide office three times, that will be her challenge. And California is definitely key to her desire to win the nomination. But she's got a lot in front of her to do.
Live and local, Steve Jackson on The Drive. Afternoons on KSRO.
Real estate in the North Bay is as diverse as its residents. From young families to retirees, new construction to rebuilds, you want a real estate professional that knows the region and can get you what you want with the least amount of hassle. Allison Norman of Keller Williams Realty fits the bill.
My philosophy is twofold. One, my clients come first. Two, I strive to stay ahead of the curve with technology training and local market news and information. I grew up in Marin County, then moved to Sonoma County and raised my four children. When I started my career in 2006, I was fortunate to be mentored by my late friend, Mike Kelly. I've successfully helped hundreds of families in the entire North Bay with their real estate needs. And with my Keller Williams network across the country, I can help with relocations as well.
And now, Allison continues the tradition and hosts the Mike Kelly Real Estate Hour every Sunday morning from 9 to 10.
Call me at 707-799-3617. Online at allisonnorman.kw.com.
Pengrove hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Welcome back to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on KSRO. Now, here's more with Allison.
Good morning. We're back. It's Allison Norman here on Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman. Heard every Sunday morning. We're here talking all about real estate and really more about the things that affect real estate in our community. So we cover a lot of community stuff. If you're just tuning in, you missed the show. So go to ksro.com in about a half an hour or so, and Joe will have the podcast up. And you can, or if you wanted some additional information, you didn't write something down. Go back, look for the podcast. It's ksro.com, and then shows, and then ask the expert, and then a little drop down menu there. You'll find me, Allison Norman /real estate, and that'll get you to all the past shows. And so we just finished up with Sam Lazarich, Battalion Chief at CAL FIRE here in Sonoma County, talking about defensible space and home hardening. It's really an important part of, you know, fire protection. We do live in an area where it's important. We found that out. I mean, we've known for years. We do have a fire season and wildfires every year, but 2017 really hit close to home. And then again, the Paradise fires, and it happens all over the state. And just some things that we can do that are important to keep our homes safe, and then make it easier for CAL FIRE firefighters to get in the event of a fire, and protect the homes around you and keep the fire from spreading. So defensible space and home hardening, really important things to do. Home hardening is keeping your house, doing things that make it harder to burn and catch fire. So that's good. And there's some information on the website about that. And that's fire.ca.gov. There's all kinds of good information on that about, and then what exactly to do for defensible space. And they are going out and doing inspections now. So, you know, make sure that you know what you need to do. Visit that website, fire.ca.gov, and learn about, you know, what you should do if you live in rural Sonoma County, or really anywhere rural that you need to protect your home. Lake County, you know, lots of fires there, seems to happen every year, unfortunately. So what you can do to keep your house safe. So that was great information, and you can find the podcast on ksro.com after the show. So I wanted to, what I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show is today is today is Cancer Survivor Day. So it's a day to celebrate cancer survivors, and of which my daughter and myself both are, and lots of people. And Mike Kelly was very, you know, upfront about him having survived cancer twice. And, you know, unfortunately, caught him the last time, and you know, and as somebody that has never had cancer, you kind of think that it happens to other people, you know, and once you have had it, now it's you know, and you're always thinking about it. So those of you who are cancer survivors, we salute you, and today's your day, apparently. There seems to be a day for everything, but today is National Cancer Survivor Day. So go out and enjoy your day. And on that same note, I wanted to mention, I talked about it last week there. I'm not going to be here on the 23rd of June. I'm going to be at the marina down at Chrissy Field in San Francisco for the Brain Tumor Walk. This is the 25th annual Brain Tumor Walk, which is put on by the National Brain Tumor Society, which is an organization that does all of the funds that are raised go directly to research and developing new drugs, hopefully, that will cure brain cancer. And brain cancer is known as they call it an orphan disease, because no major drug company has picked up, it's not glamorous enough, I guess, of a cancer to be picked up by any of the national drug companies. And so there's really lacking in research, and there hasn't been any new treatment in a long time. So the Brain Tumor Walk, if you want to get involved, it's June 23rd out at Chrissy Field. If you go to just Google Bay Area Brain Tumor Walk, and it'll pop up. And if you want to find out more about the event, want to join our team, where my team is Life with a Brain Tumor. It's hashtag Life with a Brain Tumor, which is my daughter's hashtag on Facebook and Instagram, because she is living with a brain tumor. So, you know, join us, donate money, however you want to do it. Think about us on that day as we're out there celebrating life and living with a brain tumor. And it's really a good organization, good thing. So on that day, Keith Becker is going to be here while I'm out there walking. Keith Becker is going to be here holding down the fort, and he is a property manager with Dee's Rentals and has been here on the show before. And I'm sure he'll have a lot to talk about, especially with, you know, the news that Governor Newsom passed that 11th hour extension of the anti-gouging laws, which does affect rents very much. So, and he's actually the person who sent me that information. So thank you, Keith, for that, so I could pass it on to you. Next week, we're going to have somebody here from Living with Lions. We're going to talk about living with wildlife, what you can do to keep wildlife out of your home and keep your livestock safe if you are, because we are an ag county. So there, it's kind of a, you know, we have to find that mix where we can all live together. So there's this organization called Living with Lions. And so we're going to be talking about that next week. So that'll be it. I'm excited about that. And, you know, if you'll remember the story of the lion wandering into town a couple weeks ago. So it does happen, and, you know, it happens in neighborhoods. And there's, you know, out of Forestville, I have a friend who lives out there, and they saw a bear a couple of years ago. A bear came wandering down. So we live with wildlife. So it'll be an interesting show. I'm excited about that. And then we have Eric Oquist, Wells Fargo, is coming in, I think, the following weekend. And then, yeah, so we have a full June. So look forward to that. And then I wanted to mention before we run out of time, I do have a listing coming up. You know, I sell real estate sometimes besides being here on the radio. We talk so much about, you know, real estate in general and then community and things going on in the community. And it's funny because when Mike and I did the show, or even when he was doing the show himself, we had a couple times get a call from somebody asking if we could recommend a good realtor. You know, it's like, oh, maybe we're not doing a good enough job letting people know that we actually are realtors. We are realtors. We're here talking about real estate because that's what we do and that's what we know. And so that's what I'm, you know, I'm here on Sundays, but the rest of the week I am selling real estate, and even on Sundays sometimes. So if you have a property and you're interested in putting it on the market, or finding out the value, or what maybe you should do, you're thinking of selling a couple of years down the line, should you remodel that kitchen? Should you put a new roof on? You know, what should you do? I'm glad to come out and take a look at your property and let you know. You know, always glad to do that. Or if you're thinking about buying and don't think, you know, you're never going to be able to buy in Sonoma County, you know, maybe you can. Let's find a way. I work with a lot of first-time buyers. I work with VA buyers. I'm really familiar with that VA process. If you have a senior parent, or, you know, somebody that passes away and you have an estate to settle, that's another, you know, thing that I do a lot of, is working with trust sales. I'm familiar with the probate process. Can help you figure out what to do with mom or dad's property. If, you know, should you sell it? Does one of the siblings want to purchase it? Let's look at, you know, what that looks like. I can help you figure out and find the resources to do that. So you know, and you know, an estate sale, if you need somebody to help you clear out the house, there's lots of resources I can provide you having to do with, you know, getting a house ready for the market. So I am glad to chat with you about that. No obligation whatsoever. Anyway, so I almost forgot. So Andy Way, I have a property. Speaking of properties, this is a trust sale. Owner passed away. The family is selling the property. It's a 1991 home up at the back end of Lomita Heights off of Chenate. 3364 Andy Way. It's not quite ready for the market yet. We're doing some cleaning up and getting it ready. But it's a four-bedroom, two-bath with a three-car garage, 1,988 square feet, and it's listed at $825,000. Single level, really nicely landscaped, kind of shady, lots of mature trees in the backyard. It's a really nice, cool backyard and comfortable, to just a nice little deck out back. So I'm looking forward to having that come on the market, and I think we should be ready by the end of next week. So look for that. 3364 Andy Way, listed at 825. You can give me a call directly if you have any questions about that or your property, or if you're thinking of buying. And my number is 707-799-3617. That's 707-799-3617. And then, you know, you can always visit the Facebook page, which is the Real Estate Hour. No, it's not. It's Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman is how it shows up on Facebook. Mike Kelly's Real Estate. We've changed it a couple of times, you know, so it is now Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour. Or, you know, if you do the little at symbol and then the Real Estate Hour, it'll pop up for that, too. So that's on Facebook. And I always post the podcast there as well. So if you can't find it on KSRO.com, you can go to Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman on Facebook and find it there. And then we have the Real Estate Hour blog.com as well. So lots of ways to find me and find all of this great information. And I go out and have a good day today. I think it's going to be sunny. I don't know. Is it not yet? It's that Santa Rosa fog, the Santa Rosa fog. So I hope it's going to be sunny. So it was great yesterday, so I'm assuming it'll be good today. So have a good day, and we'll see you next week. We're going to be talking about living with wildlife, and living with lions is going to be here talking about that. So I'm excited about that. So we will be back. I'm Allison Norman. Mike Kelly's Real Estate Hour with Allison Norman, and we'll see you next week. Thanks for joining.
Preceding was a paid presentation. I'm Stephen Curry.
I'm Steve Kerr.
I'm Sean Livingston.
And you're tuned in to KSRO Santa Rosa.